All right, so have you ever stopped to think about like all the stuff we buy?
You mean like where it all comes from?
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff, like how it actually gets to us. It's this whole world of inventory, and let me tell you, it's way more interesting than you might
Oh,
think.
for sure. I mean, most people probably don't even think about it.
Right. And today, we're diving deep into a company, Inventor. They specialize in inventory solutions and their story. It's all about making that hidden world run a little. Or a lot smoother.
Well, it's definitely a world that touches everything.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's really cool to see a company like Inventor trying to make that whole process smarter.
Exactly. And you know what's really interesting? It all started with a simple observation. Inventor's CEO, Dean Henry, he was just struck by how much time people were spending manually checking inventory bins. Super important, obviously.
Of course, gotta know what you've got.
Right. But can you imagine? Talk about a non-value-added activity.
It's amazing, isn't it? Sometimes the most simple things, the things we take for granted, can spark these incredible innovations.
That's true.
Like, that's exactly what happened here, right? Henry saw this need to eliminate all that wasted time, and bam, Inventor is born.
And they started with the bins, obviously, but they've evolved way beyond that. Now they're using AI and even predictive analytics to, well, basically help businesses do all sorts of amazing things like optimizing their stock levels, streamlining their supply chains. I read that they even helped one major retailer cut down on waste by something like 15%. Just by predicting what they needed when they needed it.
Wow, 15%. That's
Isn't that
huge.
wild?
And it really highlights how Inventor is going beyond just providing software, right?
Yeah.
It's about really understanding their clients' needs and then finding the absolute best solutions for them.
Absolutely. And speaking of understanding, their vision statement, like it really grabbed my attention. They're talking about achieving global leadership in intelligent inventory management solutions. Now, that's ambitious, but it also speaks to their commitment to thinking big, wouldn't you say?
Oh, totally. You can feel the ambition. It makes you think, though, about the challenges of actually achieving, true global leadership in any field,
Yeah.
because like there are so many nuances across different industries and regions. It's got to take more than just technology to navigate all that effectively.
And you know, it's interesting. It brings us to their team. They have this incredible international group of experts, people who really understand those nuances, which is probably key to making their technology actually work on a global scale, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. Like the human element is still crucial, right? Even with all this amazing tech, you still need that expertise to connect it to the real world.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're on this journey with you. It's not just about selling a product, it's like they're offering a partnership.
I like that. It really does feel like they're building a community. Like they're inviting businesses to join them in, well, in making the world of inventory a whole lot smarter.
And it makes you realize how much we just take for granted, right?
All the
Like
time.
I click buy now a million times a day. I never really think about the complex systems that are like making that happen.
Oh, it's mind-boggling if you really stop and think about it.
Isn't it?
And it makes you wonder, like, what does the future hold? Will we get to the point where inventory management is completely automated? And then if we do, what kind of new challenges will that create?
Right. Like we've only just touched the surface of this whole other level of like invisible complexity, haven't we?
For sure.
So, yeah, I think from now on, every time I see a delivery truck or even just a fully stocked shelf, I'm going to be thinking about that invisible hand of inventory and how companies like Inventor are, well, they're trying to make that hand just a little bit more intelligent.
I think I will too. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
This stuff really is everywhere.
It really is. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for our deep dive into the world of Inventor.
It was a fascinating journey.
It really was. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, keep those shelves stocked and those deliveries coming.
And keep thinking about all the invisible systems that make it all work.